All right, everybody. I think I got it working. I apologize about the delay on that. I had to log in and log out a couple times. So looks like we have Diane on the phone call and Elijah and Michelle and Noah and Irene and Sylvia. Awesome. And so I would just love to answer any questions. So this time is really to answer questions about the budget, why we're doing what we are. If you have philosophical questions about what it is, we'll make. And then if we need to make modifications in the budget, there's still time to do that. And so before we vote next week on it. And so that said, I just open up to any questions anybody has on it. All right, if there are no questions, that's perfectly fine. And so we didn't have a ton of questions last week either. And so, but just want to make sure that one of the things I think is really important is creating a good process for budget and allowing us to have time to dialogue about it. And so if we have concerns about it or if we need to change things that we have, you know, we collect the voices in order to do that. And so, if there aren't any, that's 100% okay. We have somebody else jumping on, so we'll see if they have any questions. What I am really, really excited about, hey Cindy. what I'm really excited about is that one of the things that was really important when I first got here and recognized was that the roof was need to get done. And so it looks like a couple of different things, but it just seems like God has provided for us in that regard, and that the flat roof is, we're going to tear three roofs that have been built up on each other. We're actually past code now. They won't even allow you to do three roofs. We'll tear all those off and put a fresh roof down, and so which will be good. It'll protect the building. And you know, it's been pretty precarious the last few years. We didn't know if it was going to fail at any time. And so we haven't inspected twice a year in order to make sure. And we find holes every time that we have it looked at. And so I think that, so it's good that that's taking place. And then the second thing I'm just really excited about is I feel like the mission of the church is really moving forward after, you know, we've been at 15 months of being apart in the pandemic, and so really asking about how to engage with Reading and how to matter to where we live, and so for King Jesus. And so does anybody have any questions or anything that they want to say or thoughts? I need to close my door too. I apologize.
How much was the increase of the roof cost? I saw it on the newsletter, but I didn't see, like, I don't remember what the first was.
Yeah. So there are a couple things that changed with the roof. And so the first is that because of the pandemic, and the building supplies all went up in cost. And so we're pretty fortunate. Actually, the price didn't increase more than it did. And so lumber in some places is doubled and tripled in cost. And so so we're fortunate that the rubber roof hasn't increased that much. Actually, what's increased is the things that hold the rubber roof down. And so it's the little pieces of metal and stuff. So that increased up to, I think, just above 71,000 maybe. And then in addition to that, the soffits and the fascia, am I pronouncing that right? one of the things that it came recommended that we do that at the same time. And so it's been rotting out on the top, and it'll be exposed by redoing the roof. And so it's good to do them both together. We'll do that directly following doing the roof. And so that's the kind of the wood that connects right underneath the roof. And so that's an additional 6,700 or 6,000 to 7,000, I think. And so that would be, and I think you can see that on, yeah, so on page, if you're looking at the budget, that's on page 10. And so, yeah, so the roof, I think it was, it went up between $4,000 and $5,000. We're about 21,000 raised too, and so, which is awesome. Any other questions? It's all right if we don't. It's lovely to see you guys' faces. And so if you were listening to the sermon, it was strange to see somebody smiling. And so, but it's nice to see it on Zoom always. And so, yeah, it's good to see all of you. And so if we don't have any other questions, I'll just close this in prayer. And so, actually, Noah, would you be willing to close this in prayer? I like it when you pray. Yeah.
Father in heaven, I pray that you would you would continue to be with the leadership at the church and anyone involved in this budgeting process. We pray that you'd be involved in our finances, and really that this would be even though it's a sort of practical thing that we have to do, that you would be just involved in every step of this process and in the way that we spend the resources that you have given us. And I pray that this would be a year where, especially through our finances and through everything else, we are glorifying you. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. It's good to see you. Thank you for taking time. Sorry it wasn't more exciting of a meeting. And so maybe a non-exciting budget meeting is a good thing. Hey, Gary, we were just wrapping up, but if you have questions, we can hang on. So I ran long today. I apologize about that. All right, if you guys don't have any questions, then we'll go ahead and call it. So thank you. It's lovely to see all of you. God bless.
Gary, were you speeding up the highway?
No, not at all.
No. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Is he bye?
See the puppy? Elijah. See the puppy? Who's the puppy? See the puppy? Say hi, Harry. Hi, Harry.
What sound does he make? You see him?
What's he doing? What's he doing? Say hi.
He's so cute.
It's a puppy. It's a puppy. He's younger than you. Woof, woof. Yes. Do you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you go woof? Do you do woof? Where's the puppy? Elijah. Where's the puppy? Here's the puppy. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
And you blow people kisses?
People kisses?
The markers just came out, so he's kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I saw that. After I saw that, I said that, and then I saw a marker come up. I'm like, oh, that's over.
You're a brave woman, markers.
Highly supervised.
There we go. Have a good day.
You too. Hi, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna stop.